This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, February 8th. While cattle prices continue to be down a bit following last week's surge, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle slipped a little bit. The sell-off in the equities is definitely affecting the livestock market, and it's adding pressure because with economic uncertainty and a little bit instability in the economy or in the stock market, it really lends itself to a reduction of demand. And so some of this nervousness over the last couple of days is starting to affect the market, and it really pushed it much lower. Today it slipped a little bit. It's still kind of hanging on somewhat, but not so much for the feeders. The feeders were weaker by a little over a dollar. And what happens is now that we have a somewhat of an equilibrium, the idea that we have some large supplies that are pressuring the futures a little bit lower.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 14 and a quarter at 461. March corn was up 1 3/4 at 365. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 530 to 547.5. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 12, ranging from 626 to 646. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 4, ranging from 727.25 to 742.25. Live cattle for February were down 2.5 cents at 125.72.5. March feeder cattle were down 42.5 cents at 148.40. February class 3 milk was down 16 cents at 1352. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.